Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse Video Game News and Reviews. I'm Alex. I go by Cross in the Gaming Community. With me is Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
And there's J Dimes.
What's going on?
Oh, guys, it's been a hell of a week already, and it's just Monday. I've been looking forward to podcasting with you guys all day today. How's everything? Yeah,
I don't know who ordered up Monday, but it sucked.
Oh, God. So much stuff going on.
There's that great song, I Don't Like Mondays.
Okay, Garfield, calm down now. How's life, Diddy? How's that that RAM doing? You want to talk about that real quick?
No, oh my God.
Hey, hold on. Before we do that, let's be professional about it. Joystick and Mouse, episode 44. Be sure to subscribe over at joystickandmouse.com. If you are listening to this and you are not already to subscribe, go do that so you don't miss a single episode. We're streaming live over at twitch.tv/AlexAlbisu. So go check it out live. We're streaming it on a Monday evening. This might be when we do it. I don't know. This works well for me, but we're figuring this out again. So thanks to those of you who are in the chat watching live right now. So Diddy, again, I will let you go back to commiserating about your situation.
So the beast of a computer saga continues. So I was sitting here the other night and I got this message on the screen. Everything blanked, screen went black, and I got this message saying that the overclocked configuration had failed and could not be reloaded. Please reload. So I did that. I did what it said, and the computer turned off.
Not good.
And would not turn back on.
And this is your computer that you've been using, though, for...
Yeah, I've been using it for a couple of weeks now. It's been fine.
Yeah.
Other than the leak.
And just for people who are listening again, like, he had a whole computer built out with, like, liquid cooling and all that goodness. That was a little bit of a leak. But we're good there. What are you doing now?
So I went through all the troubleshooting things, you know, testing the power supply and pulling. And I'm like, this is just really weird. Then I thought it was the motherboard for a while. So I actually had to read the instructions. I got out the manual for the motherboard.
You didn't read the instructions. What kind of man are you, Don?
Really? And there are actually these three little hidden LEDs on the motherboard. So I started looking at them and it had a memory error. I'm like, oh, that's bizarre, because the computer's been running just fine. And I did all the tests and the book benchmarks and all that kind of stuff. It was fine. So I pulled the memory out, put one RAM thing back in, and the computer booted right up. I was like,
God,
son
that
of
sucks.
A gun, really?
How much did each of those sticks cost?
About $100.
Yeah. I mean, it's solid RAM.
What are you running, 32 gigs?
Yes, 32 gigs.
Yeah.
So I tried each one, and one of the memory modules went bad, like to the point where it will not let the computer boot. I've never seen a stick of RAM do that before. Not ever.
That really sucks, weird. Man.
But then again, I started thinking about it. This is sort of what happens when you're running, you know, bleeding edge, all, you know, brand new stuff.
It's your computer ate the RAM. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so new memory is on its way.
Hopefully, so are you running with, what, 16 gigs right now?
16, yeah, I had to downgrade to 16 gigs.
Oh, that's no. Terrible. I think this computer, my gaming rig, is running 16, or no, it's just running 8, I think, and it runs great for the most part.
But bad RAM.
There's the bad RAM, everybody on video. There it is.
And I've had really good luck with G-Skill. I've really, really been happy with
them over the ones
over
that
the years.
You told me to go check that out personally when I was building my computer, so... Sorry to hear that, man. That really sucks. But it's one thing after another with this thing.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's one thing after another. J Dimes, what's going on in your world?
Nothing much. Just, you know, working hard. Willie's got to get some, orthodontics. So we spent the afternoon at the orthodontist.
That's so much fun.
Yeah.
Don, did your boys have orthodontic work done?
Oh God. Oh God. Yes. Both of them had braces.
My sister had braces. I had the permanent retainer on the bottom that when I took it out, it just everything shifted right back.
Yeah, both of them have retainers, and neither one of them wear it.
Well, mine was like, they were like, oh yeah, we could take this out. Nothing's going to happen. Like, you'll be fine now for the rest of your life. You don't even need a regular retainer. I was like, okay. And you know, I'm like a kid and who, you know, you just follow the doctor's orders. It was probably 3 months later. It was just all crowded right back up. It was bad.
Yeah.
Hmm. But I've been, I actually ended up jumping right back into World of Warcraft a little bit. The other day, I was, if you were watching the streams live, I was playing around with some stuff, with my streaming setup and playing World of Warcraft, dealing with a bit of lag and some other bullshit, but, overall was actually kind of enjoying the grind again after I took a little bit of a break going and playing Final Fantasy 14, kind of getting right back in and saying, you know, I kind of want to get this flying thing. Everybody else is flying. I'm getting a bit of FOMO seeing everybody flying around in that game and I'm not. So here I am working my way towards that. Actually, Revered feels fairly attainable. It seems like the rep grind isn't quite as bad as I was expecting. I hit Honored pretty quickly, but anyway.
It wasn't... Well, okay, I thought it was horrible because I was doing it.
Yeah, fair.
It wasn't... I hit it last week sometime.
Yeah.
Finally got flying.
Did you guys end up clearing Azara?
We got all the way to Lady Ash. But we only did one night this week, apparently for 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Because the guild, I mean, AIE Saturday was Coop.
Yeah.
Creamy Orange Otter Pops, which is the the
code. Is that really what it stands for?
Yes.
I had no
creamy
idea.
Creamy Orange Otter Pops.
So for those listening, we're part of a gaming community called AIE. We've talked about it before. They are a group of just really good people. They're a lot of Tadpole listeners that are, you know, all together playing Horde over on Earthen Ring. And it's a really great community. They do a lot of community events like this. And one of them is Coop, which I had no idea what that stood for. And what happens during Coop, Diddy?
We go storm the Alliance home cities.
There you go. So. You go kill some kings.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun though. All right. Yeah. I've been enjoying World of Warcraft, playing a little bit of that. But I ended up getting my summoner class over on Final Fantasy 14. So thanks to folks who have been watching me stream that live. That was a lot of fun. Been finding more and more time to stream when the kid goes to sleep. So that's been fun and engaging. So.
Have y'all watched the new season of Veronica Mars yet?
Deanna was upstairs watching that right now. So she, I know exactly what happens at the end, by the way.
How do you know?
I just looked it up. I was curious.
Don't spoil it.
Do you want to know?
I already know. I finished it the weekend it came out.
Oh, okay. What did you think without spoiling it?
I saw it
coming. Spoil it. I don't care.
But we don't want to tell our listeners.
Yeah. I was quite bummed that that's what they decided to
do. Were you bummed?
I was.
Yeah. All right.
I like him. You know, he was a good dude.
We don't need to say what gender or nothing. You know, we just kind of let it roll. Listen,
there are a lot of men in that show. I could be speaking of any number of male characters.
Or somebody that went through a transition. There could be multiple situations.
That's right.
Yeah, Deanna, I told Deanna I knew what happened. She got so mad at me. It was fun.
She what?
She got so mad at me for finding out.
You know what I didn't get is that they changed dogs and never explained it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what the dog is. What is the dog?
Like her dog. Like her pet dog.
Oh, okay. I have no idea. I don't watch Veronica Mars. I just chime in and like Deanna's up there watching it and I'm like, hey, what's going on now? And oh, is she dating that guy now? Oh, okay. All right. What happened to the other guy? And then there's, you know, it's like, okay. All right. Have fun. I just like to catch like little glimpses of the show. So
you can just sit down and watch it.
Yeah. No, I know. You keep telling me that. But I just finished watching The Boys, and that was some of the best TV of this year. Easily some of the best TV on right now. Everybody,
you really got to read the book so that you can understand how tame the show was in comparison to the graphic novel.
Like when you think about Saga and The Boys, Which is more graphic?
The Boys, by far.
Yeah.
It's not all even right. close.
Even from like a sexual perspective?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by far. Not.
That's good stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, not Amazon that I'm like
has yeah. the stones to have done a panel for panel telling of The Boys. As a matter of fact, there's a story out there about how Amazon basically said yes to everything they wanted to do, except there's a particular scene from the book where Homelander is. Do we have an E rating on our podcast?
No. This is all explicit. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So he's essentially wanking off at the top of the building and just over the city. Somebody's
what?
Yeah.
Oh God. But like some of that is
gratuitous. Amazon wouldn't let them do that.
Some of that is just, well, like, okay, but who wants to watch that? Nobody. Nobody wants to watch that.
I'm just saying, like, these are the things. So for another thing is what's the girl's name that like she's the new member of the Seven? I can't remember her name.
Oh, Starlight or something.
Yeah. Stardust. So in the book, it's not just the Deep. It's the entire team.
Oh, that are doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
So but they, wow. they changed that up. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
by the way, one of my favorite, what was it? Noir. What was his name? Black Noir. Black Noir, which is basically black.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was probably one of my favorite characters in that whole thing. And every single character in that show, no matter what role they played, was incredible. And
yeah.
all the actors that portrayed everybody were incredible. It was just so good. But Black Noir, the little bit that we saw of him in that show solidified it for me. And I was like, I need to see more of this dude right now. It was so good.
So, you know, in the show, Huey's dad is, what is that guy's name?
Oh,
Sean Pegg.
Pegg, thank you.
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Sorry, I was thinking Shaun of the Dead.
So if you ever read The Boys, Huey actually looks like Simon Pegg. Like Simon Pegg is who the artist based that character off of.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a fun Easter egg.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But to get somebody younger, they then went and used Simon Pegg as the dad.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's a fun Easter egg.
Yeah, I mean it's a great book. I think I have like almost the entire series PDF'd if you want to read it.
Oh, I might need to do that. But we have before we keep going on about video or about comics, we got some video game stuff to talk about, and we didn't mention this at the top of the show. So why don't we do that right now? We're going to talk about a few things. One, Ninja made a big move. Also, No Man's Sky is getting a little bit more love. And also, we got World of Warcraft Classic coming out. So why don't we jump right into the news, guys? Let's talk about our first item here. The first thing that we're talking about is this big news that Ninja has made a move to Mixer. Twitch's most popular streamer has left the platform. Tyler Ninja Blevins has announced that he'll be streaming exclusively on Microsoft streaming service Mixer. Ninja announced the news on his Twitter account and just kind of skipping ahead. He talks about how he feels like this is getting right back to his roots. And these were some staggering numbers that I wanted to share here. Ninja garnered an audience large enough for him to earn about $500,000 a day, according to a CNN interview in 2018. These
numbers were ridiculous.
And then he also got a $1 million, endorsement to play Apex Legends. He leaves behind 15,000 Twitch subscribers. That's roughly over $30,000 a month in revenue that he's leaving behind. So in order for him to go play on Mixer.
Hold on. So you said he was making, so I thought the original number you said was $500,000 a day.
Well, yeah, but that's taking into consideration a number of things, right? Like, so it's, it's not, so it, in just the subscriber number itself, subscriber numbers, take into consideration, so it's so as a subscriber, when you pay like at just like the $5 a month mark, you get $2.50 as the streamer, as the affiliate or the partner. The partners probably make more than that. So at just like an affiliate level, I just did the math. Like if I was to receive 15,000 subscribers today, it would be roughly $30,000, $33,000 in a month. So because, you know, $2.50 for right. just that base level. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even take into consideration if they were to subscribe at like the tier three level. Like there is even more money potentially in just a subscriber cost. Now that doesn't take into consideration merchandising and like other stuff, like even just tips. People could throw money at him just through tips for playing. It's wild. So
yeah,
$500,000 a day. Go ahead, Diddy.
In that post I did, shared some of the statistics. Every time he goes live on Twitch, it's like he garners a rating that is equivalent to Sunday Night Football.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
That's nuts.
Like
when you take into account the number of people that are on Twitch and the number that he pulls in, and it's amazing.
And by the way, I know we're streaming this live on Twitch right now, so I hope they don't hate me for saying this. But I went over to Mixer just to go check it out, and I watched Ninja playing live. And like Microsoft offered a free subscription to Ninja if you go over there and sign up. So I did that just to go support the guy and to check it out. That's a cool interface. They got a cool interface. You level up the more you watch, and you get all these sparks to.
It's a beautiful interface, and it great was interface. Smooth, and it was. Easy to set up and
yep. so very interesting.
How much money they must have given him?
It's insane.
Well, if he was making 500k a day, that's about 150 mil a year, a little bit more, 175 mil a year.
500k a day,
yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that they're even bringing that in though. How is Mixer making that much money right now? I mean, I know that they have the arm of Microsoft behind them and the cash flow of Microsoft behind them, but holy shit.
Hey man, you know, Microsoft's using them as a loss leader. You know,
I suppose
you take the hit on him and you hope you make it up in other places. I mean, think about the number of people that are going to come watch Mixer because they want to watch Ninja.
They pulled one of the, I don't think he's the largest anymore, but they pulled one of the largest Twitch streamers over. A lot of people are going to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let us know your thoughts on this whole thing with Ninja. Did you follow him over to Mixer? Let us know. joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Let's talk about the next bit. This is kind of my favorite story of this whole episode today. No Man's Sky huge Beyond update releases in August, so it's coming up here. Hold up, sorry for the video. On August 14th we're going to be seeing this brand new expansion called Beyond. It is the seventh or eighth expansion, I believe. And it basically turns, so they're saying that this is not an MMO, but it kind of feels like an MMO because it's a big ass multiplayer universe situation that they're bringing into play, but it allows more opportunity to run into players in multiplayer situations. Also, it brings in VR for it brings in PSVR into for PS4 as well as PC. So it's a really cool update to a game that I was hoping would have a much better response when it was launched. But it had a lot of issues when it first launched. If you guys remember when it first launched, like everybody was like, oh, it's kind of dead. It just feels kind of boring. Like there's nothing really to this game. And they've really taken time over the years to build trust back in the community. So yeah, this is the seventh major expansion to No Man's Sky. So what are your all's thoughts before I continue going on? What are your all's thoughts to this news about this expansion?
So this fills me with some angst. I hadn't actually put this on the new computer since I rebuilt it. So I actually downloaded it and fired it up. Mm-hmm. And they've done a lot with it. It's a lot easier to create an outpost and stuff like that. So this looks cool. The thing that really intrigued me about this was the VR portion.
Yeah.
I do not own this on PlayStation. I have it on the PC. I have a PSVR and not anything that'll work on the PC. So I don't know if I can justify buying the game for PlayStation just to try the VR portion.
You know, I think Will has it for the PlayStation. If I can ask him.
Yeah, I mean, I want
to. Yeah, I'd love to buy. I'd love to borrow it.
Yeah, I would, and I would love to see it too. So have you played this at all, J-Dimes?
I have not.
Do you have any interest in this? Like, we had Dukes on. It was a few months ago now at this point, and he loves this game. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have any interest in this, J-Dimes?
It sounds interesting, but like, I don't feel like I'm going to play that before I play God of War, and I have yet to get to God of War.
I don't think J-Dimes will like it because you have to drive the spaceship.
Yep. Nope.
You don't. Nope. You don't like flying anything. Even like I know you don't like
driving games. Like and you know for all the shit that I give Call of Duty, like my big issue is that I don't like games where I have to drive. So,
but like you're flying a spaceship. It's totally different. Is that really?
I don't know. I mean, listen. For real? I'm not gonna say for sure no. But if it's heavy in driving, there's a good chance I won't like it.
See, there were portions of this
that I finished L.A. Noir for all the driving that you have to do in that.
There were portions I thought of this that I thought were really boring, like where you're flying through space and you have to stop and mine stuff so that you can build things. And some of this was really hokey with No Man's Sky.
Yeah. I mean, you have to like,
it was okay.
You have to like kind of slower paced games in general. You have to be looking for that. A lot of people play that game just looking for like, I think of Stardew Valley, similar, right? Like you just kind of want to chill out and veg out to a video game.
Yeah. And you just want to try to build something or, you know.
Yeah. Just something kind of explore a little bit. Yeah, totally. So I totally
find some animals and name them weird names.
Yeah, like Butt Dookie or
Dickosaurus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, something like that. I can only think of like fart jokes to name a thing.
That's fine.
I would be a totally irresponsible No Man's Sky player, but I kind of want to try it now. I'm kind of into it. But I would need people to play with. So,
but maybe, see, I'd find an animal and I'd call it Jeff.
I'm gonna find some kind of big ass like. Dinosaur monster thing and be like, you're Paul.
Yeah, like, these are Jeffs. Like that. And those over there are Tim's. And those are Jake. And those are Jake's over there. And
we should name them after us. Be like,
yeah,
that one's Diddy. That one's J-Dimes. That one's Cross. What is what would your all's animals look like? Like if you had to say that you were an animal in No Man's Sky, what would it be?
Mine would have to be a reptile, so it didn't have any hair.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know what mine would be. I think mine would be some kind of a shark, just out of sheer irony. Fuck sharks.
Oh, have you seen that iOS game where you can be the shark and you go around eating things?
Is that the thing that you tagged me in out of jest and I hated you for it?
I think it's called Hungry Hungry Shark or something like that.
Of course it is. It's terrible. Sharks are only on this earth to steal our souls, and that's pretty much it. That's all they're there for. Anyway, all right, so that's it. Well, our last bit of news today I want to share with you guys is around the pre-launch for World of Warcraft Classic. This is kind of a big deal for a lot of people. So World of Warcraft Classic has a stress test this upcoming week, starting on August 8th. So if you have an active subscription with World of Warcraft, you can participate in this stress test. They say, our global pre-launch test of WoW Classic will begin on Thursday, August 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific and is scheduled to end on Friday, August 9th. This test is available to all World of Warcraft players with a current subscription or active game time in all regions. The maximum character level will be 15. And they ask that as many players as possible log in to play to so they can stress the shit out of those servers. So if you have a WoW subscription and you want to go help Blizzard in this whole thing, go and do that. Diddy, are you going to be playing it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Go crush it. Go crush the servers.
So you're going to go crush the servers?
Yep.
You want to go crush the servers together?
Sure.
Okay. Depending on what day.
I haven't heard anything about, of course, we don't know the server names or anything yet, but no. I haven't heard anything about AIE and.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
And stuff. I there's also some a little bit of bigger news with this. I think it's the 14th. You'll be able to log on and reserve your names.
Oh,
you'll be able to create your characters. You won't be able to do anything with them, but you can create them.
So good to know. I wonder, for something like that, are they going to auto reserve existing names?
No.
So you could lose the name that you have in regular Warcraft.
Absolutely.
Or gain the one that I could never get. I could never get Cross. Actually, I have a dwarf priest named Cross. And I'm thinking, what are you going to roll, by the way?
My horde, regular horde character will be a hunter.
Okay.
But I also have to create an alliance character to play with my wife, which will be a little gnome warlock.
Okay, so you're going to play a horde hunter. All right, what do I want to play then? Diddy, what should I play? I had a horde war. Maybe I go back to the OG warlock on horde. Those were good times. Or
that gives you a built-in tank. That's one of the things I like about having a hunter, is that I have a built-in tank.
Because I was thinking about on alliance side making a dwarf hunter, but I kind of want to make a warlock.
Well, so when I started in WoW, I started alliance.
I did too.
I was a gnome warlock, and so since that's how Beck and I met, then I sort of reserved that I have to.
Yeah, you have to go do that
again.
You have to go do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking, like, I'm just kind of running through options in my head. I could go warrior, because I really enjoyed playing a warrior in like the OG, like in the original Warcraft. Like, warrior was fun. Arms warrior was awesome. It was so fun in PvP.
So this is completely out of nostalgia too, because playing a hunter in vanilla WoW is a pain in the ass.
Oh yeah, lots of micromanaging.
Oh, there's micromanaging of your pet. You have to have arrows. You have to have you have to feed your pet. All kinds of crap that you don't have to do anymore.
Yep. I think people are going to realize, wow, this is so inconvenient. was I thinking?
By the way, biggest bag size is 16, I think.
No way, really? Yeah. Oh, God, there's going to be so much shit.
Is that the original bag size from the old game?
I don't think so. I think it was... I think that...
Oh, actually, was that the original backpack size?
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't think so. It might not be.
I think Diddy's lagging. Diddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, no, you were lagging for a second. Yeah, I think that it was... Was the original bag size 16?
Now I'm starting to wonder. Is it 16? I think so.
I think so. But anyway, I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to like hop in and out of. I'm not going to play a hardcore. I don't think I can. I don't think I could bring myself to do that.
Well,
it's so inconvenient.
Taken off to level that week.
Did you really?
Yes.
What days?
So there will be major streaming going on.
What days?
Leveling in Classic WoW.
What days is that?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Is that the 21st?
Did you take 3 days off work?
Yes.
That's the 20. Is that the 21st?
Yes.
No, I think it's the next week. It's the 27th.
It's the...
I don't remember.
I'm proud of you, Diddy.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hey, I have my addiction. I make no bones about it.
And you embrace it.
know what the last game was that came out that I took a day off to play.
I think Legion was for me. I took off.
Maybe it was Gears 3.
God of War came out.
Wow.
I don't think I took off for Division
1. I took off when the WoW expansion came out.
Wow. Yeah, like I took off for Legion. I don't think I took off for BFA. But yeah, like that was the last game.
So I think we talked about this. I've been at my company so long that I have so much vacation and I get so much a year that I sort of have to find excuses to take off.
You build up so much PTO. Deanna's the same way. She never takes her PTO, and I'm like, girl, like, use it.
That's Vanessa's. Vanessa, we went on vacation, and she ended up working while we were on vacation. And I think for the 4 days we were gone, she only used, like, 2 days of leave.
Dude, that sucks. Like, Deanna's actually really good. I'm actually very proud of her, because she's taking off a couple days, like a random Friday and a Monday. She's given herself a four-day weekend to just treat herself, and I'm like, good. She deserves it. She works her ass off. You need to take that time off. My company gives unlimited PTO, so it's super awesome for
y'all hiring?
The flexibility. Yes, actually.
You need some trainers, some corporate trainers around there?
Potentially. So we could talk about that. Yeah. So there's always like an opportunity to find some time. Like if we wanted to go somewhere, there's that flexibility. But Deanna's company, not so much. You know, they have limited. So I sometimes like look at a game release and I'm like, yeah, you know, that might be fun. I usually do those for like MMOs, though, like big multiplayer mm-hmm. situations where, you know what, I gotta take off so I can stay ahead of the pack. I might do that, but I wouldn't necessarily do that for God of War, for instance, like a single player game. So,
yeah, I took off the thing about the games coming out nowadays is they've been coming out on Fridays for some reason. And
on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. And because I order it from Amazon, it never gets here. And
yeah,
by the time I would get home anyways. So.
That's true. All right. So that's it for the World of Warcraft news. I mean, if you want to chime in on what character you're going to be playing during this vanilla WoW thing, I'm still trying to decide. Like I said, I'm not going to play too hardcore, but I'm thinking I feel pretty good about like a dwarf hunter. I feel pretty good about that. Horde side, though, kind of feeling about going the OG undead warlock.
But I sort of have to go orc hunter.
Yeah, the other one was orc hunter for me, but if you're going orc hunter, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something else. Because what are your other choices? You got priest? That would suck. Shaman. Maybe shaman back then was kind of fun, but it was also again really micromanaging with those totems. Mm-hmm. Hit me up, let me know, joystickandmouse@gmail.com. let me know what I should play horde side, or if you're in the chat, feel free to chime in. Let me know. We have some news full steam ahead. Why don't we talk about our full steam ahead news here? Wait, there's the hold up. Why isn't the button working? There we go. All right. So more games for Stadia. Google quietly launches cloud game server alpha test. Don, you want to talk a bit about this since you pulled it?
Yeah. So we all know that Google is getting ready to launch. It's now just a couple of months away. It's August and this launches in November. Their new game cloud gaming service called Stadia. I was told that game streaming really isn't a good description of it. It's more of a cloud-based gaming service. So what their big thing is, they need games. They need people to develop games for Stadia that will work in Stadia. So they have released their cloud game development platform to allow developers to create cloud games that are work in Stadia. Looks really cool. I think it's called Agnes, A-G-O-N-E-S.
Agnos. Agonies?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Agonis?
Mm-hmm.
This one right here, Agonis, if you're watching the stream.
This allows the developers to create a game that they that can be hosted, you know, containerized and hosted in the cloud. And it'll be able to scale. I mean, that's the whole point of it is if you have five people running it and then, you know, five more people jump in, you want the game to scale so that nobody, you know, gets hit with lag or has a good experience.
Well,
so.
here's another piece that I think was really interesting. It features protection against DDoS attacks, distributed denial mm-hmm. of service attacks, as well as translation and other language tools. That scalability to a global audience is really powerful.
Well, yeah, and they're using their clout as Google to say, hey, develop a game in our system and look at how many people are going to get it.
Oh, totally. Yeah, this was actually really surprising to me. Not to say that I didn't ever expect it to happen. I guess not to say that it would be able to happen. I never expected this to happen because it was never on my radar. I didn't ever think about how do you develop on like a cloud platform game differently. Like it never really dawned on me that maybe you have to take some things into consideration in the overall development and architecture of the game itself. That in itself was a little bit profound to me. So, I mean, you're a developer, Don. So,
yeah, and as
so
a developer, it's sort of a different mindset to say that I want to develop this piece of software so that it's going to run in the cloud.
So what do you have to take into consideration then? Like, first of all, what language do you write video games in?
Most of them are written in proprietary engines, but most of them are C and C++ just for
sheer
speed.
Yeah. So you're running that, and I guess it, you have to totally think of a new way to write a lot of this stuff. Like you have to, it's almost learning a new language, right?
Sort of. Yeah. It's a different mindset, you know, because you got to take into account scalability and because generally speaking, you write a game and it runs on a person's computer.
Yeah.
Or on their Xbox or on their PlayStation. On their Switch nowadays. So, you've got that defined environment, but now five people or 500 people could be playing the game at once.
Yeah.
And so you have to take that into account. You have to take into account, you know, that the person may not be on the same server. They may be hitting a different server the next time they start up a game.
Oh my God. Like these are all things that I don't ever think about. This is why I'm not a programmer. Like that's stuff that, but I guess if you do that sort of stuff for a living, you think of that. So, that's really interesting. J Dimes, do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm happy to see that they're coming up with their own first party stuff.
Like from a development perspective or.
This is big for developers to give them an environment to work in.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this pushes some really nice indie titles for Stadia launch.
Although, you know, it also brings the thought to me, I never thought about what they did on the back end when they were doing Odyssey. Right? So, you know, they've announced this library of games.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Odyssey worked. I'm wondering, like, what version of the game did they use for that?
Well, Ubisoft has been using this for several years now.
Okay.
So how would they, I guess they wouldn't totally rewrite the game in the new code, but.
No. Mm-mm.
So they've got, they have some sort of emulator on the back end that.
You can containerize a standard piece of software. The problem with it is that you have to spin up an instance for every person that's playing. So you're eating up a lot of server resources.
That's a lot, yeah. From an infrastructure perspective, like Google can handle that for beta testing this thing. I just wonder how they're going to future-proof that, you know?
But
like,
from what I understand, Odyssey was developed specifically with multiplayer in mind, and they could, you know, spin up portions of it at a time. And
cool.
Oh, cool. Okay. No, that's interesting. Any final thoughts?
I think this is cool. I think this is really good for for Stadia, and I think it's a good omen of things to come.
Agreed. Agreed. Very much looking forward to Google Stadia. If you haven't pre-ordered it, I do believe they still have pre-orders available for the Google Stadia Pro, including the controller that comes with it. So it's going to be super rad. Can't wait to check it out. And that is going to be a show, folks. Let's clap it out. All right, beautiful. I want to thank everybody for hanging out live. And if you'd like to watch this live, we're going to figure out exactly what the times are going to be. But you could always stay tuned to joystickandmouse.com to see when we're going to be doing that. And be sure to follow us on social media. All of our contact information is there. Make sure that you head over to joystickandmouse.com and subscribe to your favorite podcatcher if you are not subscribed already. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. So until next time,
see you later, folks.
Be easy.
Bye-bye.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.